Good afternoon.
Hi, Elias.
And how are you proceeding?
Fantastic.
Wonderful. Do tell.
Okay. I think your comments recently in another session on the compartmentalization.
Yes.
And ultimately what we're paying attention to has led to a number of insights over the last few weeks that just keep building and building. I would say building. It's really just allowing things that I've known already to know it in other time frames.
Yes.
And so let me see if I've got this part right. The compartmentalization strikes me as allowing the distractions that occur in certain areas of your life to lead you to project an energy that is not what you really want to be doing, but you don't realize it in those parts because you're distracted where you normally, in another part of your life, it may be very easy to recognize.
Correct.
Okay.
I would very much agree.
Okay. So I've been, you know, spent the last few weeks really making a significant turn in my attention towards myself and the frequency that it is focused on myself, and focusing in on, you know, all sorts of areas of like what I'm paying attention to, how I'm paying attention to, what is influencing me, what do I want to create more of, what I am creating, and more recently, I've been working with, you know, allowing the actions and choices that will allow me to generate comfort, satisfaction, and accomplishment. And, you know, even beginning a few weeks ago, but more recently, even speeding up, things are flowing very, very well. Yeah, and so I'm creating or getting or whatever it is, just everything is working again. And, you know, previously it had... When I had worked, I wouldn't know why, or I didn't know necessarily why.
That is a significant piece. That is the piece that most individuals express and experience, that at times their life is flowing and moving in a direction that they want it to, and it seems easy, and they are satisfied, but they don't know why. And they don't know what they are doing to allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That is the point of being aware and actually being aware of what you are paying attention to, and therefore knowing what you are doing and why you are moving in a direction that is easy and that does flow and that is creating what you want.
Yeah, I'm very excited by it. And I knew that in the past that if I did a lot of meditation, you know, things would be more likely to flow, but not always. And I wouldn't know the difference or why I wouldn't. And so now I feel, in fact, I'm still very much amazed right now.
And do you understand at this point what influence the meditation has, what that does, why that aids you in flowing more easily? Do you recognize what is happening when you do that?
I think I could offer a couple of reasons. One would be I'm simply distracting myself from, you know, paying attention to stuff that may be dissatisfying to begin with. And separately, it is... There's something that is related to how I'm paying attention.
Very much so. Now, let me express a very simple explanation. The reason that that is successful and the reason that that incorporates an impact on your day, let us say, if you generate a meditation, partially you are correct that it changes what you are paying attention to, for it distracts you away from what you don't want or what you don't like or what is not right in your assessment. Therefore, that is one piece. But another piece is, which is connected with that piece, is that it changes the direction of your energy. Now, let me express to you, I have used simple examples pastly in relation to how some action that is uncomfortable affects you, such as you injure yourself or you engage a conflict with your partner, or with one of your children, or with a coworker. Now, that action of injuring yourself or having a conflict may be expressed in, let us say, a matter of minutes. But what occurs in that, the mechanics of it in relation to energy and how it affects you, is that that one conflict that may merely have an endurance of a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
or that one action in which you injure yourself, not severely, but enough that it is painful for a few minutes. That is enough to move your attention and to move your energy. That is the most important factor, is that it moves your energy in a different direction. And what it does for the rest of your day, that few minutes influences your attention for the rest of the day. It affects your body, how it functions in the capacity of your breathing. It affects your digestive system. It affects your heart rate. It affects your mood. Even if you think subsequently during the day that you have changed your mood and you have moved beyond that experience, there is a piece that is continuing to be affected throughout your day. You will be less motivated. You will likely be more inclined to be less patient. You will be less interested in positive directions. It will affect everything in what you do and the choices you engage throughout your day. Now, in the same capacity, when you engage a meditation,
mm-hmm.
it does the same action in the reverse direction. It changes the direction of your energy. Therefore, in that it also helps to influence what you pay attention to. You are more inclined to be more patient, to be less reactive, to be more engaging, to be more motivated or more inspired because you are more open. Now, in both scenarios, you are not thinking about any of that throughout your day.
Mm-hmm.
You are not necessarily actually noticing how those two different actions are affecting your energy and changing it, but they do.
And as far as how you would recognize that, you mentioned the word openness, and I assume you're speaking about the sort of the angle or the degree of your attention?
Yes. Or
and that's how this started as far as precipitating the insights was, and I actually had shared this with Mary earlier, but I started working with the exercise just throughout the day. You know, how am I paying attention right now? Because I could feel, obviously, that some ways there's more tension and stress in just holding the attention a certain way.
That is an excellent expression and description. Yes, that is a factor also. If you are allowing yourself to be aware, it is not only what you are paying attention to, but you are correct, how you are paying attention.
Okay, that's great.
I would be tremendously acknowledging of you.
Yeah, I'm still. It's interesting because it's moving in a direction of more awareness of what I'm doing and, you know, a greater degree of you know, seeing the depth of the type of what I'm doing in a moment, and all the actions that are involved, or more so of the actions, and then, you know, interacting with other people and getting sucked into that energy, and then trying to, you know, maintain. And it's just it's nothing bad about it. Just you know, very interesting.
How also, when you are doing this, it aids you in being more present, for it aids you in being less reactive, for you are more aware of choices. That does not mean more aware of choosing,
mm-hmm.
but in being aware of choices, not even thinking about choices, but merely being aware of choices by not reacting, it allows you to observe each situation rather than being absorbed in each situation.
Yeah, I could see that happening. But certainly it's times where it's easier and times where it's not as easy.
Yes, but even in that, even in a moment in which you may be absorbed in a situation, there is enough awareness that very quickly after you realize what was occurring and you see what was occurring and what you were doing and what you were participating in.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives you a greater opportunity to observe and to be aware of when you are involving yourself when it is not necessary. That is a significant component, for this is an action that individuals do automatically for many reasons. There are many constructs that are attached to that automatic action of involving yourself in any given scenario. But in that, you can be more observant in time frameworks in which you are involving yourself when it is not necessary. And in many time frameworks, individuals are involving themselves motivated by the idea, even though they are not thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
that they are being supportive, or that they are expressing to another individual that they understand, or that they are commiserating, even
yeah.
if not what they are thinking.
Right.
That is what they are doing.
And that's what I was talking about this morning, where it, yeah, getting sucked into it and then recognizing it at some point and saying, okay, I'm going to walk away.
Yes, and that is what I am expressing, that even if you are engaging that action of involving yourself when you are not actually involved or when it is not necessary.
Right.
The factor that you are aware of what you were doing relatively quickly after is also significant and an accomplishment. For the more you are aware, even after the action, the more you become aware when you are either engaging it or before you engage it.
Okay. Okay.
Done.
What was that?
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the help with this. This is a very exciting time right now. Just a lot of, and what's interesting also is how, I guess through much of last year, I had started going the other way with my energy, which created some of the things that we've talked about. And it's, I wasn't aware of it certainly at the time, but I'm a little bit more aware of it, how it's not just one area of your life. Like it's not the compartmentalized, like I could keep my work separate from my family life or my health or, you know what I mean? It's all intertwined.
Very much so. That is tremendous that you are more and more becoming aware of that, for that is very important, that everything you do is not compartmentalized as you think it is. It is all interconnected, and it is all affecting, just in the same manner that we were discussing in relation to if you engage a conflict or if you engage meditation, how it is influencing throughout your day,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
whether you are thinking about it or not, and whether you are aware of the connections or not, it is affecting regardless.
I wanted to ask you, what I've been using as a guideline more recently, and I think gets around the need to necessarily focus too much on your associations or the yes and no question, which is to simply, is this action leading me towards, you know, more comfortableness, satisfaction, and accomplishment or not?
Excellent. Which, in its essence, is the no-conflict game. And that is tremendously beneficial. It is a matter of what is comfortable and what is not comfortable. And in this, genuinely, I would express to you, my friend, that I have always engaged the statement to all of you that even in relation to this shifting consciousness, you are not creating utopia, and mm-hmm. you are emotional beings, and that includes the entire spectrum of emotional expressions and communications. But I would also express that you can avoid so much conflict and discomfort intentionally by merely paying attention and choosing what is most comfortable for you. And that is not what you think of as selfish or unaware of other individuals. The more comfortable you are, the more comfortable everyone around you is also.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a matter of, I want to do this and this is comfortable for me and I do not care how it is affecting of any other individual. No, that is not genuinely moving in a direction of what is actually comfortable for you. But you do exist in a reality, in a world with countless other individuals. And therefore, it is affecting that when you move in directions that are discounting of other individuals, you do that in discounting yourself first. And when you dismiss other individuals, you are dismissing a part of yourself also. Therefore, when you are actually genuinely moving in choices and directions and expressions that are genuinely comfortable for you, they will be more comfortable for the individuals around you also.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So the next step as far as my personal movement, that is, not to mix up the terminology, but strikes me as just continuing to get more clarity and awareness on what I'm doing. And then maybe to, as I get confidence in this process, you know, I guess take it in new directions and explore new areas.
I would agree. And in that, you have a never-ending supply of opportunities. Every moment of the day is an opportunity for you to experiment, explore, and practice.
Mm-hmm. question on going back to the individual, Lester Levinson. We have spoken about him in the past, and you know, he had recommended using the question, "What am I?" continuously until it kind of quieted your mind down, and then the answer would become obvious. And you know, in his terminology, the answer was your infinite self and having that sort of experience or realization. Is what we're doing, or what I'm doing right now, leading in that same direction just by, you know, I guess the moment-to-moment awareness?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So it's not something separate that needs to be.
No. You are doing that.
Okay.
And they are merely different words or different methods, but it is all the same.
Yeah, and the benefit of doing it this way is you could do it all the time, where if you have a methodology, it you usually devote certain periods to it, and then the other periods you just revert to.
Correct, I would agree.
The other thing he talked about a couple of times was that when he was living either by himself or with just a few individuals, that he got so far away from how normal people were living that everything he wanted was simply just came to him, or where he didn't, you know, he was completely outside of using money, needing supplies, stuff like that, and that eventually when he wanted to go back out into the world, that it took a readjustment period, or he had to do something in order to help his ability to communicate. In other words, where he was living at or the awareness he had developed, it was difficult to communicate so that other people would understand him. Does that make sense?
Very much so. I would express that.
Is that sort of what you do when you talk to us?
No.
Okay.
Or what I would express to you is that for some individuals, or perhaps many individuals, in their own journey in self-discovery and expanding their awareness, their perception becomes that they either cannot or it is too difficult for them to do that with all of the distractions of your world as you engage it in your usual manner with all of the constructs,
right,
with all of the situations that you engage. And therefore, some individuals choose to move in a direction in which they somewhat retreat from their world, which you use this concept of retreat in many philosophies, and it is encouraged. And I would express in certain capacities, I have advocated that type of action with many individuals, recognizing that their situation as it is may present such significant difficulty for them to alter their direction that it can be considerably beneficial and much easier for them to change certain aspects of their reality in sometimes dramatic manners temporarily to allow them to move away from all of those constructs and associations that are so strong and that are continuously affecting them and are continuously onslaughting them. But in that, the challenge with that in the manner that this individual and many other individuals have chosen is that they remove themselves from the usual expressions and functions,
mm-hmm.
world for such a time framework and to such an extent that it does present a difficulty if they choose to re-engage with their world. Now, some individuals never do.
Right.
Some individuals choose to move in that direction and remain in that direction until they disengage. Those individuals that choose to reinstate themselves in society, so to speak, do experience somewhat of a challenge and difficulty in readjusting and then translating what they have learned and translating their awareness into a functioning capacity with their world. That is the drawback, so to speak, is that it does present that difficulty and that challenge. And for many individuals, what occurs is they automatically begin to generate more of a separation, which is contrary to what they were accomplishing to begin with.
And for, you mean a separation?
They separate themselves from the rest of the world in their perception of their awareness and their ability in comparison with the rest of the world. Therefore, they generate more of a separation, which in some capacities isolates them and does not allow them to fully assimilate back into their societies, which in some capacities is somewhat defeating of the point of what they wanted to accomplish. It does not discount what they learned and their experience, but it somewhat nullifies it in the capacity that it stops their expansion of their awareness in generating that additional separation, whereas the surprise, in a manner of speaking, would be to interpret that expanded awareness, move back into the flow of society, use what they have learned and experienced to express more interconnectedness, and therefore present that contribution of an example to other individuals.
And it sounds like from Lester's writings, he was able to do that.
I would agree, but I would express that this is a considerable pitfall for many individuals.
Interesting. One thing, another thing he mentioned was that after his realization, without necessarily developing it or working at it, he was, you know, developed what we would call some of those tricks, being able to levitate small things like that. But it wasn't as a result of any intentional effort that these things just kind of spontaneously showed up.
Which is also very natural. And I would express that, using your words, that is the trick in itself.
Okay.
That, generally speaking, that is the reason that most individuals don't do those actions or perceive that they can't do them, is that they are concentrating on them and trying to such a degree that they block the flow and they block the allowance.
Yeah.
Whereas if you are not concentrated on trying to engage those actions, your energy flow will do those actions automatically.
Mm-hmm. Is it any different from, like, creating anything else that you wanted? I mean, where you just normally, it just, like, if I wanted to have a, you know, develop some client interactions and, you know, I have confidence that that's going to occur, and you know they occur, and so I just let it occur.
Correct. And in that, what I would express to you is simply yes, that is correct. Realistically, the mechanics of it is that, without thinking about it, you are naturally moving in those expressions in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that is that interconnected piece.
And I only notice it when it's something that I would consider unlikely to occur.
Correct. Yes.
And then I call it like, oh, drew this to me, or I created this situation. And it's actually been working again. I've talked about that and being able to create spontaneous encounters. And I know it definitely works best when you don't think about it afterwards.
But you are also doing actions in other directions or with other expressions that are all moving in that same energy, that are all moving in that same direction, regardless that the imagery seems very different.
Yeah, that's a huge piece, the interconnection. And
energy is the same, and you are naturally doing that, and therefore, yes, you surprise yourself, and you create what you want, and it seems effortless, and that you did nothing. This is the point that I have expressed many times previously, in which I have expressed to all of you, once you set an intention, it already exists.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are to explore the mechanics of that, what that means is, once you generate an intention, regardless of what it is, the energy is already projected. The manifestation of that is determined by time. Time is an integral factor in any physical manifestation, whether it be matter or action or even idea. All of those are objective. They are all physical manifestations in your physical reality. And anything that is a physical manifestation requires time to actually create the manifestation. Without the factor of time, there is no physical manifestation. Therefore, time is an important component. It is an actual factor that binds different components of energy together to create matter, physical manifestations. Now, in that, when you project energy by expressing an intention, is all that is required to project energy, is that intention. And you do not even have to be objectively aware of the intention to be projecting the energy. Once that energy is projected, whatever the intention was already exists. It now exists. In that, now it is merely a matter of combining that energy with the factor of time, which creates the binding together of the energy to generate an actual manifestation. Now, that being expressed, this is the reason that I have expressed that whenever you are observing an intention and you are contemplating the manifestation of that intention and how much time, therefore the quantity of time becomes a factor to you.
Okay.
The quantity of time is not actually a factor. The component of time is the factor that creates physical manifestation.
But by me concentrating on that time, it then
extends it. And if your energy is scattered, therefore, if you set an intention and your energy in what you are doing in every other direction is different or contrary to that intention, including your concentration on time, then what that does is it interrupts that configuration, it interrupts the process and the mechanics of the time binding the energy to form the physical manifestation. But when you are focused and you are moving in a particular direction, now when I say focused, I do not mean that you are thinking about it continuously, but rather when you are focused by moving in a consistent direction, and everything that you do within your day is in harmony with that, that intention materializes considerably quickly for all of the energy that you are projecting is all moving in the same direction.
And as far as the energy being in harmony with the intention, you know, I think we've cleared this up in the past. I don't need to worry about different energy for the different intentions that I have, right?
Oh, no. And this it is merely a matter of being aware of what you're paying attention to and what you are doing. Therefore, simple example. You want to purchase a red car, a specific type of red car, and there is one of that red car at a particular dealer that you have passed as you work. And in that, your idea is, or your valuation is, that you did not quite incorporate enough money to purchase that red car, but you are aware of that, therefore you are expressing to yourself the intention that you will purchase that red car regardless of the money factor. Now, you have set that intention. It already is. Now it is a matter of how quickly it actually forms into the manifestation, and that is dependent upon what you do and whether your energy is focused in the direction of that intention. Not thinking about it, but your energy, which has to do with what you do. Now, in that day that you set that intention that you want that red car, you decide to engage lunch with a friend, and you go to lunch at a restaurant with your friend, and during the course of the meal, you are expressing to your friend and perhaps to the waiter that they did not give you enough of a particular aspect of the entree. They did not give you enough water. They did not give you service that was adequate enough. And you are complaining that the experience was what? Not enough. You are having lunch with your friend. You are not buying the car. They are two different subjects, or so it seems.
Right. But that, so now, since just thinking about this in a broader picture, as a were new to this, it would make sense that as you're starting out, you're going to have these hiccups and you're going to learn to recognize them, and your habits, your automatic reactions, you're going to learn to recognize them and gradually smooth out your energy over time, so that relative to where we are, I am today, that maybe, you know, 10 years from now, things will be happening much quicker and quicker over time as I get better at this. Is that?
Yes. And I would express that it would not require 10 years.
Yeah, no. The last few weeks have been quite a movement.
And that is a tremendous component. Once you begin moving in this direction, in which you are actually paying attention and you are validating yourself and you are observing how well you accomplish, and you become more trusting, you believe it more, you are more confident, that reinforces it and it moves more and more and more quickly.
And so for areas that I still have doubts about, I don't need to worry about that. Just let them go and they'll become less frequent, I assume.
Yes. And I would express to you, when you have doubts, not to fight with them.
Okay.
When you have doubts, acknowledge them.
But
that
I don't need to fix it.
Doubt that this is a doubt, that you are uncertain, that you are not entirely believing in that direction yet. Acknowledge that. For when you acknowledge it, you deflate the power of it. When you attempt to ignore it or push it away or argue with yourself by expressing to yourself, no, that is incorrect. When you do that, you add power to it. Whereas when you acknowledge that thought or that feeling for what it is, you lessen the power of it. It becomes less important.
Question about an experience I created a couple of weeks ago, where I think at the time I had been playing around with trust and openness, you know, during my commute, and I was feeling pretty good. And subsequent to that, walking across New York City, you know, we've talked about how when you're very present, or when you're present, other people notice you more often. It was a very heightened example of that, like more so than I can ever remember in my life, where, you know, in some instances, people would just stare and look at me and not turn away. And I would feel uncomfortable in a couple of circumstances. Or I'd be getting the elevator and someone getting in front of me then immediately turn around and just look at me for a couple of seconds before turning away, which just isn't normal behavior. But I don't know what was that, what led to that.
That was being more present and allowing yourself that experience now. What I would express to you in that, I acknowledge to you that it is unfamiliar and therefore it can be automatically somewhat uncomfortable, for you do not know how to respond.
Right.
Or if you should respond. What I would express to you is a very simple action which incorporates a very big energy and a considerable meaning to you is when you are being present and you notice other individuals paying attention to you or watching you or responding to you, smile.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that intentionally, what you are doing is you are projecting a connected energy to the other individual rather than awkward or uncomfortable. And what you are doing with yourself is validating your presence.
It was a mix of, like, really exciting at the same time. You know, you have certain things that you don't expect to happen.
Yes.
And you have certain anxieties.
Yes, or it can be awkward, for you are unaccustomed to that type of response
mm-hmm.
from individuals. When you smile, you are validating that presence to yourself, and you are also validating to yourself your deservingness.
Interesting.
And it is excellent practice in relation to your deservingness to stand in your own presence, to be comfortable in your own existence, and that other individuals can be observing you, watching you, aware of you, and that you are comfortable being in that position.
That's not my normal reaction. Normally, I've been a bit fairly shy.
And this is also the point. It does not require an actual interaction.
Right, right. It's just getting comfortable with yourself.
Yes.
Which I guess is the opposite of shy, though.
What I would express to you in that is some individuals are naturally observers, and that is not actually shy. That is what you identify as shy, but that some individuals are merely naturally observant and not necessarily automatically participant. And in that, it is not wrong, bad, or a defect. It is a natural expression, and it does not mean that it is better to be engaging, that you can allow yourself to be a natural observer, and in that, you are not required to be engaging, and in that, that smile is not for the other individual's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
For your own.
I could see that. And that is a nice reminder that, in fact, I think part of the problem with, or where you even get the shyness from, is to feel that I have to, you know, or I should do something, or I should go spark up a conversation, or.
And it is not required.
Right. Okay. All right, Elias. This has been great. A lot of fun. Thank you very much for your help.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. I am greatly anticipating our next meeting. I'm tremendously encouraging of you, as always. And congratulations in what you are accomplishing.
Thank you very much.
Our next meeting, my dear friend, in wondrous lovingness, as always. Au revoir.
Goodbye.